Sabrina is a rising senior in high school in New York, and she paid for a parking spot like a lot of seniors do, and the school allows students to decorate their parking spots in a way that they want to express themselves. And she wanted to express herself by talking about her love for Jesus and God, and she submitted a design with scripture reference talking about that God is king and a lot of great things, and the school said, no, you can't do this because it's religious. She submitted three different designs, and the third one is pretty benign. No mention of God. They said she can say he, but not God, and she can't mention any scripture verses. So we sent a letter to the school telling them that what they're engaging is a violation of the Constitution, that they can't censor her speech just because it's religious. Her speech is private, and therefore they need to respect her choice.
What did the district say to her about that issue, that she couldn't have that in our parking space?
Mm-hmm. So the principal, I believe the principal or assistant principal, one of the administrators, said that there were a few things said. One was that they felt like it was government speech, like anything going on in the parking lot, so they can control it. The argument against that is that they've opened it up for the students to be able to decide what they want to say, and the messages are from the students, so it's not the school speaking on these parking spots, and so that interpretation is incorrect. I want to make it clear that the school district does have the authority to manage some of the messages in terms of like the content. It can't be threatening or inciting violence or anything like that. But you can't just ban her speech just because it's religious. That's problematic. The other thing that one of the administrators said was if they allow, you know, Christian themes in the parking space, and they also have to allow themes from other religions, or even Satanists or swastikas, and they just kind of went down this sort of slippery slope type argument, which also is not going to benefit them in court, because that is not a reason to censor her speech because you're afraid of someone else's speech. You got to take things, you know, one message at a time, and then figure out what you need to do. And in this case, they need to allow her to move forward with her original messages that include scriptures and the mention of God.
Have there been other students mentioning other religions in their parking spaces?
I don't know if I saw one. I saw a parking spot that said, I believe, something like, let your light shine or something, but there wasn't a scripture reference on there. So I don't know if that student was told the same thing. But the way this works is if, you know, the government opens up an opportunity for people to speak privately, we all know free speech is important in America, and we all value that. But it counts in this situation as well, because students don't lose their constitutional rights just because they go to public schools. So the school should still tolerate her speech and then, you know, maybe use it as an opportunity to educate students about religious tolerance.
Now, at this point, have there been any notices of claim, or is this just a request to the school district to allow her to do her space as she requested?
We did not send that official yet. We just that notice yet. If you're talking about the notice that's required under New York law. We did send the demand letter, and we do plan to pursue, you know, litigation or a suit if the school district doubles down and won't allow Sabrina to do what she needs to do.
How hopeful are you that the district will reverse course and grant your client the opportunity to do the parking space design as she wanted?
I don't know. They've asked for more time to consider the situation, so it just depends. Hopefully we hear from them, you know, within a week or something, and we can move forward. But either way, we're going to take this, you know, as far as we need to in order to vindicate Sabrina's rights. And we hope that the school district will, you know, reverse their decision. But if not, then we'll go to court and see if a judge will do it for us.